called you. And you know what, Jeff, I have here my manager to discuss you the details and pricing about this exclusive position available for Google in your area today. I have here Paul to speak with you, Mr. Jeff.
Hey.
Hi, Jeff. Happy Wednesday. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good, but it's still early.
Yeah, it is early. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. Michael wanted me to get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included, and, of course, answer all of your questions. Did you have any questions for me at this point? Maybe anything other than the price?
No. I mean, other than the price and what services are
promised. Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we are a Google Premier partner, so we can offer any of Google's services. It's my job, actually, to find the products and packages that would best fit the needs of your business. And, of course, we would want to get you in that local map, that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. First page placement on Google and Bing. You'd have Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook, even Facebook paid ads. Michael did not attach a website. Is there not currently a website for Walker's Artistic Granites?
Yes, we do have a website.
You have a website. I'll just have to, Michael's a little new, I'll have to remind him that it is his job to attach the website for me, so I don't have to look for it. But a website's a great conversion tool. I mean, it's meant to be. It's meant to give the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Our job would then be to make it easier for people to find your website. The companies that appear on the first page of Google and Bing ahead of their competitors, of course, they get more phone calls. They're not there, though, because they've been doing it the longest or have the nicest website or even do the best job in town. But they are on that first page because they've got the right content, content that, like a website, talking about your company, your services, your service area, reassuring Google that you would provide those services. I did see a Yelp listing for you. Yelp is actually one of the dozens of directories that Google indexes.
That is another thing that I was scammed on. That bullshit doesn't work. And
right.
All it is,
are you paying for Yelp?
If I still am, I need to be taken off.
Got it. Yeah, you know, for most businesses, I mean, Yelp is okay for like a restaurant or like a hair salon, something like that. But when people are hiring a company to come to their home, they don't go to Yelp. They go to Google. Or they call their dad, you know, who should I call, their friend. But if they don't get a good recommendation, they go to Google. It's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system. So this is going to get your phone ringing. It is where people go when they don't know who to call. And every new customer that finds you on Google is someone who can recommend you to their friends and, of course, use your services for a different project down the road. And, of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate, and it is a month-to-month service. Now, I think a social media campaign would help here. Obviously, you travel at least a little bit for the right job. Paid Facebook ads would be included.
I've already paid KXAN.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are you from Central Texas?
I am not from Central Texas, but I am familiar with what you're talking about.
Okay. KXAN is the local, what I would call the local news channel. It's a TV
mm-hmm.
place around here, and I have paid them. We currently have a commercial that they came and they shot a commercial at our shop and one of the jobs that we went and installed. And they are also the ones that got the website up and going. And I've paid them to do all that and Facebook and all this other marketing. I have paid them already.
Okay.
But to continue the commercial running three times a day at perfect times, morning, afternoon, and evening before the news or during the news, that is when the commercial runs, and to have those highlighted spots, that's what I pay $3,000 a month for.
Got it. Okay.
To have my commercial ran on live television three times a day.
Right. Okay. And are you getting jobs from that? Is that?
That's what I was telling the person before you, I think, is that it sounds great. and they sold me on this great idea. But I have yet to receive one paying job from this investment.
Right. Yeah.
So well, it's really hard for me to jump into another form of advertising that costs me money when I'm tired of spending money. I gotta work on making money. And the word of mouth, and that's what we've always done. So my dad started this business back in 1998.
Okay.
And I went to the Marine Corps, came back, blah, blah, blah. When I came back, I decided to work for him and also became a firefighter. I did that for 10 years. I ended up letting go of the firefighting and he retired December 22. So since 23, it's all been my fault. And there are some changes that I've made, I still try to do a lot of it the way that he did it and instilled into me. And a lot of that was reputation and word of mouth.
Sure, of course.
That is the absolute best advertisement that you can have or ask for, whatever is. That's
absolutely
what works. And
I agree.
And we do a phenomenal job at, so I'll rewind, but back when my dad started this company, there were only two other fabricators, is what we are called.
Right.
There was only two other fabricators in this area, in the Marble Falls, Kingsland, Granite Shoals, Spicewood area.
Okay.
So a pretty good, huge radius circle that there was only three to choose from. And now I bet I have 30 or more in that same radius.
Right.
And go outside of that radius and it just doubles even more than that.
Right.
So we have a lot of competitors, lots and lots and lots of competition. But
sure.
With that being said, there are a lot of newer employees, companies that they can do some of the stuff that we do, but they can't do everything. Our company is established and we can do very fancy, it's custom, like a lot of stuff we do
sure.
is on site.
Okay.
And on site in place and it's not, not a lot of the competitors that we have, that I have now, can do that. They require on taking it back to the shop and having the machines do it for them. And we can do, yes, I have invested in some machinery that helps speed up the process and doing some of that. But, the job that I'm about to load a guy up and go with personally with me, we have to do a lot of stuff by hand, on site, in place. And there's a lot of my competitors that can't really do that. I mean, they would look at you like, what, do what? I mean, they'd just be lost. And because they depend on technology and machinery, which
right.
I have invested in some technology and machinery, but my old fashioned way of being brought up is, you have to use and utilize technology to your advantage. Don't become dependent upon it because technology often runs on a battery or a power source that you might not always have.
Right.
So you got to figure shit out with your brain.
Yeah. And you know, that says a lot about your business, about how you've conducted yourself and, you know, word of mouth being something that's always been a big part of getting you more business. Obviously, though, you've got a lot more competition now, and, you know, not everybody knows the name of your company, and, you know, Google is the largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. I mean, it's not really advertising. I mean, when you're running a commercial on TV, that is advertising. You're hoping
And we have a commercial, and we also publish in two different magazines.
And the same thing, you know, the old tried and true ways of marketing your company, that's advertising. You're hoping that someone who needs your services sees your printout or sees your commercial. They might not be in front of the TV, or they might not be reading that magazine. But when you're putting your business on the first page of Google, that's marketing. That's strategically placing your company in the exact place that someone in your service area is looking when they need to hire someone for your services. So,
and I agree.
With a commercial, you're casting a wide net, but you don't know that the right fish is even in the area. So with this, you're just going to be one of those top options that people will see, and they're going to call you directly. You're going to get, it's not like Angie's or Thumbtack where you're getting a phone number, you have to chase it down and fight it out with your competitors. With this, you simply get more phone calls directly
so
to you.
So my question, I'm sold on that. I'm sold on that, and a lot of today's new world technology, a lot of people are relying online and going to Google.
100%. Absolutely.
And yes, the word of mouth is still there and always will be, but hey Siri, what is this? And that's
exactly.
That's a lot of, I'm getting older, but I'm still young enough to realize that that is still kind of what the
we Google it.
Turn to,
it's
so
what we say and it's what we do, and it's how we find
my next them. My next question is, what does that cost and what?
So my job is to make it affordable for you, you know, and this is a well-established company. We prefer to work with companies that have been around for a while, especially after talking to you. I know that you can handle more work, still do quality work, and you know what you're doing. You can continue to get good reviews, and we'll help you get more reviews that will give more people more reasons to call you. It's my job as a pricing director to make this affordable for you. I do have, I mean, it's a legacy rate. You've been around for more than 20 years. I can easily apply a legacy rate here, which would save you $300 a month. It would take 50% off the normal cost of the service and drop it down to $299 a month. And that's all inclusive. There's no hidden taxes. There's no hidden fees. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it's a fixed flat rate. So it's a reduced rate for established companies, but you're already an established business. You'll continue to be an established business. So that rate will never go up on you. It would stay grandfathered in at $299. And that's
a month.
Completely a month. And no matter how many jobs, big or small, are you doing commercial jobs too, or is this strictly for residential customers?
Okay. That's where it gets a little tricky in a way. I will do commercial, and we have done in the past, absolutely. But commercial jobs, you can lose your ass on. Depending upon what I'm willing to do some, yes. I'm not willing to do any more hotels.
Okay. So maybe smaller.
I have gone
commercial jobs.
Well, not necessarily smaller. I would say I'm set up and better at and more established at doing more fancier things. So
okay.
I would go as far as saying I would be interested in doing a big project in a hotel lobby or an entrance of a hotel or something along those lines. Doing countertops and showers in 500 bedrooms throughout the hotel
that
are all just cookie cutter, cut and dry.
That's not what you want.
There is no, they want to beat you up on pricing.
Yeah.
Where there is no way to make money, and if our attention to detail and perfection, excuse my language, but it fucks us on those because
I bet.
Because taking a piece in there, throwing it down, and it is what it is, go to the next one.
Yeah.
That's not how
you're,
I was raised, and that's not how we
that.
Do business. We do it right, even if it takes taking it outside and shaving a quarter inch to nothing to fix that square wall. It's not a square wall, but we cut our pieces out of square to match it.
Yeah, exactly. I hear
we're not set up to do that quick kind of cookie cutter. Now the same instance in the like the tract homes. I can't think of a name off the top of my head, but you know what I'm talking about. These subdivisions that come in with tract homes and they advertise Granite County. Well, all those, they're shitty.
Yeah.
I mean, if I walk into those, I can immediately start pointing out flaw, and things
like
that. To do it right in perfection would have done, but in being that way, that also allows us, are you familiar with where Applehead Island is?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, I'm looking at your website right now. You do beautiful work, like high quality, luxury, custom work.
So you did pull up the website. What was, I'm just questioning you, what was it under?
Well, I had to look for your business name. I had to look for your location, look for your phone number to see what came up. It's not actually attached to your Google business profile. You have a Google business profile with one review on it, but the website's not attached. So that's going to be the first thing that we do is attach your website to that profile.
And of course, you found it walkersgranite.com?
Correct. Absolutely. We move mountains one piece at a time. I like the website. I really like the website. There's a lot of information about you, about your services, about the quality of the material, the quality of the work. You've got this beautiful gallery. I mean, this would give the people who saw it the reasons to call you, and it's just going to be our job to make it easier for people to find that website. And, you know, like I said, most people don't know who to call. They might ask their dad. They might not get a good recommendation. Or even if they do, these days people are going to say, well, let me see what type of work he does. Let me find him online. And they're going to look it up. And right now, like I said, your website's not even attached to your Google listing. It was hard to find, and I was looking for it. We don't want people to have to look for it. We want
people to
be able to find you without even knowing the name of your company, without even knowing who they should call, but they want some beautiful granite countertop somewhere in their home or maybe, you know, a custom piece in their business. But like I said, we're not going to be targeting the cookie cutter stuff. We're going to be looking to get you in front of the people who appreciate quality and are willing to pay for it. And, you know, your work speaks for itself, and every new customer that finds you online is someone who can use your services for something else and, of course, recommend to their friends. And that flat rate of $299, I mean, it really is designed for one job to more than offset the cost of the service even for many months. Now, I can't get that money back for the advertising, the commercials, and the print ads and things like that, but you know, we Google it. It's what we do. I mean, you know, you've been around long enough. Your dad was around back when all we really had was the yellow pages and, you know, a business card and a firm handshake, and the smart business owners were all AA this or AAA that. It put them alphabetically ahead of their competitors, so they got more phone calls that way. Part of that process still works the same. I mean, the part where the guy who answers the phone and is available and has a fair price, that's the guy that we hire. But we don't do that search in the yellow pages anymore. We do it on our smartphone. And Google doesn't index alphabetically. They index by relevant content. So again, we'll be creating all the destinations and directories. It's called off-page optimization. Things that talk about your company, not on your website, but on other directories that are known to the public or unknown, but still important to Google. In fact, Google is called a search engine, not because we search for things on there, but technically that's called a query. But when we do look for something, the search engines, Google and Bing, instantly search for content that relates to what we're looking for. And that's how they generate that search result. And the businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors get more phone calls and more jobs. Now, of course, we're not Google. Google doesn't call businesses directly unless they're chains, 100 locations or more. But for small and medium-sized businesses, Google started a partnership program over 10 years ago. We were one of the very first companies. We were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program. I've been with this company since before that program.
That was my next question on what are you selling, because you're not Google.
Right.
But
so we we are tasked by Google when positions become available to find one company to work with. We can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. Of course, you'll not be the only company that pops up ahead of their competitors. You won't be the only company on that first page, but as long as you're one of those businesses, and of course with your experience, you know, craftsmanship in homes since 1998, I mean, that's something that jumps out to a person who wants not the cheapest guy, but the best guy. You know, they're gonna be confident.
And that's my argument is, and I will say, we have done some work for some pretty fancy builders and different things, and they have sometimes griped and moaned a little bit, like, wow, you know, you're way more than what I was like. Well, if you want them to do it,
right,
then go for it. But, and this is my argument, to, and some builders will call us after the fact and have us come fix and repair what other companies have attempted to do.
Yeah.
And I'll charge them because that's time.
Of course.
I mean, time is extremely valuable, but it's all time and experience and knowledge. And they're like, well, that's why we didn't go to you to begin with, because how have we been able to afford that? And I'm like, well, here's what you're not factoring in. If you had went with us to begin with, it wouldn't have been this expensive.
Right.
And second, if you would have went with us to begin with, and this is something I do not advertise or put on my pages or any of this part, but if something's wrong, and maybe I should, because if a homeowner's not happy, I work and do what I got to do until they are happy.
Right.
Not always. Yes, if it's an add-on or a change order or something like that, then they get an extra bill. But if it's something messed up, it's my fault. I fix it at my cost. I don't ask them to pay to fix it. I fix it.
Yeah. No, I like, I mean, that little section where it says, why choose us, attention to detail, trusted, friendly, customer satisfaction guaranteed. You know, I mean, you really give people reasons to pick up the phone to call you. And I think with most of the advertising that you're doing, even something like, I noticed there's an Angie profile. I mean, simply getting someone on the phone who...
Okay, that's another thing that I was... pawned into getting the whatever Angie Yelp, the Better Business Bureau bullshit.
Right.
I'm a part of all that. I've got a sticker to accredit to Better Business Bureau, but as other than that, what is that doing for me? How is that helping me?
Exactly. Yeah, it's not helping you at all.
And I hope I'm not paying for all those things.
Well, right. I mean, you do have some of those
things.
Some of those things have a cost. Not all of it does. But, I mean, just getting someone on the phone is the hard part about it. All of that, you know, like they might not see your commercial. They might not even call you if they see the commercial. They might not be in the market for your services. Or with a lead-based service, you know, you might try to call them. They don't even answer. But with this, calls come to you from someone who would have seen your website before they called you. And again, the website gives them the reasons to call you. By the time they're calling you, they're looking to hire you, you know? So
you are going
to get quality calls, and those calls will turn into jobs. And our service is month to month, so it has to work, or you know, you're not going to keep the service. But we've been doing it for over 21 years. In April, it'll be 13 years for me with this company. And we are a Google Premier partner. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. The whole point of the partnership program is to help small and medium-sized businesses see the highest return on investment possible advertising through Google. So we know that this service is going to work for you. As a pricing director, it's my job to make it affordable for you, and it's easy for me in this case. You've been in business for over 20 years, so I'm applying my legacy rate, which is 50% off the normal cost of the service. It doesn't cover our costs.
$299 a month.
That's an exact amount. It's a flat rate, no hidden taxes or fees. It doesn't cover our costs in the first, second, or third month with the time and the resources and all the heavy lifting, so to speak, that we do up front. I mean, of course, we'll continue to update and optimize and keep you on that first page. But we need to keep you a client for 3 or 4 months just for it to make sense for us. So we're kind of investing in your success. But I know it's a smart call. After speaking with you and seeing the quality work that you do and hearing from you about how, you know, client satisfaction is job one with you. People say it, but they don't mean it. They don't follow through with it. But for you, it really is. Your attention to detail.
Well, I mean, that's how my dad.
No, it's the right way to do things. I wish everybody did that way. You know, I really do. And it's going to help you to get the jobs that you're looking for, because there are people out there. It might not be the guys that are, you know, looking for 500 rooms in a hotel. But there are people out there who appreciate quality and are willing to pay for it. You know, they're seeking it. They're looking for someone who's going to do beautiful quality work, and they're willing to pay for that. And, you know, you have that website, this great conversion tool. I want you to see the return on investment with this website. I wanted to get it out there in front of more eyes. And like I said, I wouldn't be offering it to you below our cost if I didn't already know you're going to keep the service. You know, there's no contract, but our clients keep the service long-term because it's profitable. Nobody cancels on profit. And there's no better place to put your business than the first page of Google. People, and Siri on a smartphone, you're going to have that as well. People can say, hey, Siri, find me a countertop contractor or whatever they might be looking for, however they phrase it or word it or type it into their phone or computer.
Right.
When your business is one of those options and you're able to get those phone calls that turn into jobs, you're going to want to keep the service long-term. And you're not really going to need
any other advertising. Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, we have, I don't know, 20 or so very loyal, what I would call builders that they build and they do things year-round. But and they don't go and shop other competitors. They use us. And they, when they have a project coming up, that's what they use us. And that is, you know, I mean, it's, no, I selfishly can say I would love to do it all. I'd love to beat everyone out of my ability, craftsmanship, workmanship, and the overall ending results. I would love to be able to do it all, but I obviously can't. I would love to be so busy that I need to hire more people, and I would love to steal work from everyone else to where those employees were coming here looking for work. But yes, no, it's but so we've been on the phone over 30 minutes, and I've got guys, my employees are sitting here looking at me like, what's next? What are we doing? They're waiting on me. So what my question to you is, what do you need from me? I am, for $299 a month, I am interested in doing something. Are you going to email me a contract? What do we need to do?
So, you know, it realistically, if you've got 10 more minutes with me, that's all I need to get it set up. The bulk of this is going to be taken care of in what we call a client interview. It's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will call you when you've got a little bit more time, maybe towards the end of the day today, talk to you in more detail about your company, your services, your service area, mission statement, kind of verify information off of your website, information that I have here. And then after that, you really just need to answer your phone. Now, I see it as in a couple of different ways. I see Walker's Artistic Granites, but I also see, I know it's an LLC, but you don't want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business, right? Not included.
What does that matter?
It doesn't matter.
Here's another unfortunate deal. I am currently actually going through a divorce, and the way my dad set this business up as an LLC protects her from getting anything to do with the company. So
correct.
I do not want to do anything to jeopardize that.
No, that's not ever going to happen. It is only for consistency's sake. Your website says Walker's Artistic Granite. Most of the places I see your business is without the LLC listed, you know, showing for the public to see. The only place I see it on there is the Home Advisor.
So the back in the 98 when my dad started this business, my sister attempted to help him set up a website, and I'm certain that's probably one of the ones that you're finding.
Okay.
Within the last year, the whole KXAN deal had them, and they set up a website, and I have this right here. How do I share that with you? If I push on this and share, who do I share it to? Text it to you?
What are you trying to share? I see walkersgranite.com. That's your website. That's it.
Yes.
That's the one that we'll be promoting. The one thing I did want to add, we
move mountains one piece at a time on the opening page.
That's exactly the one. And I think it's a perfectly beautiful website, especially for the services that you provide. You know, Michael never did get your last name. Is it Walker, like the business name? I don't know.
Yes, it is.
It's Walker. Okay. And then I was looking on your
Jeff Walker.
Jeff Walker. Mr. Walker, I was looking on your website for an email address. The email is really just for us to contact you regarding your account, to send you, you know, pieces of information that we want you to have for your records. The Walker Granite, and that's a one, right? WalkerGranite1@gmail.com?
WalkerGranite1@gmail.com.
Perfect. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, together we're going to take a look at our client interview calendar to find out when later today you'll be available for that follow-up call. And, I did want to do one other thing, and that's just to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question, meaning if anyone were to call us and tell us that they're with Walker's Artistic Granites, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And if anyone were to call you, if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, they would know that information. If anyone does call you, though, and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that would not be us, and you should not even entertain that phone call. Like I said, it's a fixed flat rate of exactly $299. It would never be a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
City you're born in. And then what is the answer?
Llano, L-L-A-N-O.
Okay, perfect. And I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. So like I said, it's exactly $299, and how did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, Jeff?
You need to do this right now because I may need to call. I would like to use a credit card instead of my debit card, and I may need to make a payment on this real quick before I can do that.
Well, I can put that card on file, and then we can schedule your follow-up call with your client interview technician, and then we can process the payment just before that phone call. Or if you would want to, we can use your debit card just for the initial payment and then change the payment method later.
I got you. I'm fine with whatever.
Okay. So the name on the card, is it Jeff Walker, any middle initial or the business name?
No, it's my full name is Allen, A-L-L-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I go, then Jeffrey, and I go by Jeff.
Okay.
The reason, that's another story, but my dad, I'm fourth generation, second son in the family, has the initials AJW and goes by their middle name.
Gotcha.
That's where I'm at.
And you go by Jeff, and Jeffrey is J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, but you go by Jeff, correct?
No, just R-Y.
R-Y. I'm glad I asked. Is that a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works? What is it?
So once I get this done and paid, I'm going to pay you. It's going to be a MasterCard.
MasterCard. One. Got it. Okay. MasterCard should start with a 5. They all do. If you're ready, I'll get that in. Like I said, we can wait until just before your client interview to process that $299. But if you want to go ahead and read that 5 digits or 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
5156.
Mm-hmm.
7689.
Yes, sir.
3686.
Okay.
1163.
And the expiration month and year?
0928.
09 of 2028, and the last three digits on the back of the card.
The security code?
Yes, sir.
982.
I have 982 on the back, September or 09 of 2028 for the expiration date. And the card itself, was it 51, 55, 76, 89?
No. 51, 56.
I don't know why I said 55. I've got 5156, 7689, 3686, 1163.
Correct.
Okay. That's what I have. And then what is the billing address of the card?
501 County Road, 123A as in Apple. And that's Marble Falls, Texas.
Did you say that was 123A?
123A as in Apple. Yes.
Gotcha. That's Marble Falls. And the zip code?
78654.
78654. Okay, gotcha. Now, I can take a look here at your client interview calendar. I know you need a little bit of time just to make sure that the $299
is... Well, I've submitted the payment online already. It's just, I don't know if it's going to take... I know when I call, it's pretty much within 5-10 minutes, but... When I do it online, on the way that I did just online over the mobile app, it might take an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. So this may be something we got to pay for later this afternoon.
That's okay. It sounds like you've got a busy day as always, and the end of the day would probably be better for you anyway.
I am a Texas tornado. I am all over the place.
I can imagine. And now... Today, it looks like we're a little bit booked out towards the very end of the day. The last schedule, well, we've got a 3 o'clock and we've got a 3:30. Would either of those be okay?
Let's just say 3:30.
3:30, okay. So we'll make it 3:30. You know, you don't have to stop working as long as you can carry on a conversation with our client interview technician. So we'll schedule that
call
for 3:30. Now, we are a Google Premier partner, as I mentioned, and because of that, we are required to read what's called a voice verification. It just takes about 5 minutes, and I'll get you off the phone.
I'm putting this in my phone, so you're going to call. You said 3:30, so I'm going to put a thing at 3:25. It's going to have an alarm go off.
It'll be scheduled at 3:30. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about a half an hour. So it might get to you right at 3:30 or maybe a couple of minutes after 3:30, but we have blocked that hour set aside. Should get you pretty close to 3:30, get you off the phone pretty close to 4 o'clock. So, and then if I'm in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I'll try to keep my phone line open so I can be on that call. As I was mentioning, because we're a Google Premier partner, we're required to read what's called a voice verification. It is intended to get recorded through the computer and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. So it goes over the service agreement, and you know it's pretty straightforward, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. Like I said, it only takes about 5 minutes or so, and I'll get through it as quick as I can here. But it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Walker's Artistic Granite.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Walker, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Jeff Walker, and I am the owner.
and as the owner of Walker's Artistic Granites. Mr. Walker, of course, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for the company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. Jeff, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jeff, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes. Yes,
of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Anything that you don't currently have, anything new that may come along, we do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. We'll make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate. We'll fix it if it's not. If anything new comes along, we just want you to give us the heads up, although we do that audit periodically. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you definitely will not need to. But if you do decide to hire someone else who might also create content for your business online, we simply ask that you at least let us know. That's fair enough.
Right.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Now, with all of the reductions that I was able to apply here, you know, the legacy rate and that flat rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the account setup, which I'm actually going to waive also, will be charged today's date, and that is the amount of exactly $299.00. And that is a fixed flat rate. It will never go up on you. It is all inclusive. There's no hidden taxes, no hidden fees. There, of course, no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. So it will be charged a little bit later. On today's date, the 7th, it is a month-to-month service. There is no long-term contract. You can stop at any time, but it does have recurring billing. In this case, it's going to be on the 7th of the month in the exact same amount of $299. Again, that reduced rate will always apply. Now, as with any form of advertising, we do hope that you give it a fair chance. The first month is going to be good, but the second and beyond that is going to be even better as we get everything set up and moving forward here. Now, we will be doing your client interview later today at 3:30. We usually do our client interviews first day, second day, third day, so getting it done today expedites the process. Within days 5 through 7, that's when your dashboard access is there, 24/7 access to detailed reporting that updates throughout the day. Your directory submissions will be there as well. Now, they want us to say 7 to 14 days for your Facebook ads, but I mean, obviously, that's usually less than that, 7 days or 10 days. You already have a website that we'll be promoting. Days 45 through 60, you're found through all of your services, through all of your service area. Whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, we'll continue to update, optimize, provide you with reporting and support. Now, like I said, you can stop at any time. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on. You can pause it if you need to go on vacation. You can pause it seasonally. All that we do request, if you wanted to prevent the charge for the following month, is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekends. Yes. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now,
if I'm going to cancel, who do I call?
So you're going to get in a minute here a welcome email. It's going to have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. But if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I've got a pen, but if you're going to, how am I going to get all the information? Because I'm at a point now to where I've got to go.
I'm going to let you go right now. You're going to get an email. It's going to have your client's support information on there. You're also going to get an additional email. It's just an automated email. You don't really need to be concerned with that because you already do have a verified Google listing, but you might want to send us additional photos anyway. And then the other one is going to be important. It's going to be the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Everything we went over in writing is going to be there for you. And then
now, like you said, updating new photos to the Google website, absolutely. If
perfect.
If we do a job, I mean, certain jobs stand out over other ones. I mean, just a typical normal job, I don't want to update every time there'd be something like that. But
right.
some of the ones that we get to do that do stand out, I'd like to update at that time.
Yeah, absolutely. The email that you're going to get, the welcome email, once we process that payment, I'm going to wait a little bit to process that payment, but once we process that payment, you're going to get that welcome email. It's going to say support@localsplash.com. That's really the only email address you'll need. You can email directly to the photos team, which is photos@localsplash.com, but you certainly don't need to do that. You can send anything and everything to that one support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. You will, like I said, receive a link to the written terms and conditions, everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. It's going to ask that you confirm that you've received it and click a few boxes, one that you agreed to allow us to send you SMS or text messages, one that you acknowledge that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card and that you know that the payments are automatic and recurring. It's going to ask you to type in Alan Jeffrey Walker. It's going to be an exact match of how you see it there on that email link because that's the way that it is in the billing. But I do have it in our notes here that you go by Jeff, and that's how we'll address you when we call you today at 3:30. It might be a couple minutes after. But other than that, I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm excited to get this going for you. You do beautiful quality work. I don't always, every time, get to talk to someone who's been in business for more than 20, 25 years. And it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. You've been patient. You've been kind, and I appreciate that as well. I hope that I am between phone calls when our technician calls you today, right at or a couple minutes after 3:30.
Now, I don't know, and maybe you can help me with this part. This is kind of a dumb question, and I'm going to call it a dumb question because you'll see what I mean after I ask the question. I'm not racist at all. Working with the Hispanic group of guys, they taught me so much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say everything I know, but they taught me a lot. And I worked with Hispanic guys for over 20 years, but
okay.
Over the past year and a half, 2 years, we are a 100% all white crew.
Okay.
And I know I'm not racist at all. Yo, I'm, si, yo hablo español, no problema. But, I do also know that there may be a set of clientele out there that would actually make a difference to them. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree. For some people, that does matter. Absolutely.
But I don't know. But I really would like to say that I'm probably the only all-white granite construction crew that exists. I don't know that and I'm friends with some of my competitors, and a lot of them are, there's a couple of other white guys that do this, but they all have Hispanic guys that work for them.
And right.
I'm not the case. I'm not that case. Everyone here is Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
Did I lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, I got you. I was taking my hoodie off and I have you on my earbud in my ear, so I thought that. I didn't know if
I got
up on me.
No, I'm still here. Yeah.
But no, I don't know how you would put that in an advertisement, in an advertising way that did not come off to be a racial.
Right.
Or put yourself out there for a racial problem.
Well, we'll see what we can do as far as that goes. You know, I don't write the content personally, but we do have professionals that are well versed in doing that. So I'll put
you
a little note.
You don't
in
like
here.
The content? What do you mean by that?
Oh, well, like how we brand your business, and you know, personally, I'm not the one, you know, putting in, you know, 25 years of experience or whatever the case might be on any of the content that we create. That's not my job, but we do have professionals that do that, and I'll put in a note here, and we'll see what they can come up with.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, and like I said, I do hope that I'm available when our technician calls you a little later on. Could be a couple of minutes after 3:30. Things get a little bit busy towards the end of the day, but it is scheduled for 3:30, so it should be pretty close to that time.
Okay. That's
all right.
Good.
I appreciate you, Jeff. I appreciate your time, and you take care. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.